I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The recent decision in a landmark school funding lawsuit has sparked some concern among the state's teachers' unions. A Hartford judge is asking the state to completely rework how it hires, pays, and retains teachers. The teacher situation in Connecticut is, like many other things, vastly different between poor and wealthy communities. Teachers in urban areas, where most of the students are Black or Hispanic, are much more likely to be inexperienced. And then they're more likely to take jobs in wealthier, whiter towns instead of sticking around. And there are very few minority teachers across the entire state. These are just a few of the issues described in Judge Thomas McCousher's scathing critique of Connecticut's education system.
The problem is that in Connecticut, there is no way to know who the best teachers are, and no rational and substantial connection between their compensation and their effect on teaching children.
Recent results from teacher evaluations found that nearly all teachers were rated at the top. Members of the advisory committee that created the evaluation system have been aware of the problems, but have been divided on how to fix it. McCousher says the committee has continued to water down the system to the point where it's virtually meaningless.
The state's teacher evaluation system is little more than cotton candy in a rainstorm.
According to McCousher, teachers are not being held accountable, and there's no rational reason for why they get paid based on seniority. But Jan Hockadell sees things differently. She's president of AFT Connecticut, one of the state's two teachers' unions. In a statement, Hockadell said the judge's comments on teacher accountability were, quote, not just disappointing, but disrespectful of education professionals. The judge ordered the state to create new standards for hiring and evaluating educators by March 2017. The state's attorney general's office is appealing the decision to the state Supreme Court. David DeRoche, WNPR News.